This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Points in six straight. Are these the Flames we expected to see all year? Good evening. Welcome to Flames Unfiltered. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube. Episode number 21 is the season is no longer new. It's December 8th.
Wow.
Cruising right along. Flames. Winning. Flames hockey is back. It's fun again. Fun for the fans. Fun for the players. It's funny how when the players start having fun, the wins start coming. Talked about that a couple weeks ago, didn't we? Flames head on a two-game back-to-back road trip as they head out and play Monday night and Tuesday night. Monday night in Colorado, Tuesday night in Arizona, and back home for four over the weekend and early into next week. Hey, Flames fans, Johnny Hockey's back. Oof, couple good moves last night. A little bit of jump in his step lately. Hell, we even seen a smile or two, didn't we? I'll tell you what, this guy has fun and catches a couple breaks along the way. It's funny how his game just jumps up, amps up, and gets a lot better. Also glad to see Talbot with a win last night. Wasn't that nice? I mean, it's nice to have a backup that goes out and gets you some points. Backup goalie points are critical to teams making the playoffs. Take a look at some of the stats. Saw a thing on Hockey Night in Canada last night with the Leafs and how backup goalies, they were the least last year of playoff teams. And that was their backup goalie got them 21 points. Their backup goalie's gotten zero this year. Flames are in a better position than that with Talbot. I feel comfortable with him. Matt Stage in tribute video last night. You know, he was one of my favorite Flames as far as just all around good guys. Never lit it up. Never did anything, you know, over the top. But I'll tell you what, Matt Stajan was a gamer and what a great guy. Great for the community. Great for the Flames organization.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, the Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is very proud to be part of, has a new podcast out. Episode number 2 is already out. You better listen to that one. It's a good one. Terry Ryan heads up the podcast. You've heard him on Spit and Chicklets. Former NHLer and top-notch entertainer has joined the network. The new podcast called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Episode 2 now out. Check that out, hockey fans. Time to recap some hockey games. Last show we had 0 games to recap. It's a little odd. I don't usually like to talk a lot of recaps. I usually talk about some other things in Flames world, but you know what? You got to do the recaps too. And I'll make them quick tonight, quick and short, as it is late on a Sunday night. Flames play tomorrow night, which this drops Monday on the Hockey Podcast Network. You can also check Flames Unfiltered out on flamesunfiltered.com, the website for the podcast. Check out all the episodes. Check out some other Flames news. Watch some Flames highlights, videos, everything. Catch it all on flamesunfiltered.com. Thursday night, Buffalo comes into town, and Calgary knocks off Buffalo 4-3 in a game that the score didn't dictate the way the game was played. Reinhardt gets a goal first early on in the first. Buffalo goes up 1-0 on Calgary. Gaudreau scores late in the period. Great to see for Johnny Gaudreau. On the power play, we're tied 1-1 after one. Second period, Tobias Reeder scores a shorty. The first Flames shorthanded goal of the season. Wins the lady a car too. How is that cool to see? He has first of the year or second. Maybe it's a second. I don't remember. I'm second guessing that. I should have put that in my notes. I think it was his first, though. He had one in the preseason. I don't know. He had a couple in the preseason, didn't he? He had a damn good preseason, didn't he? Maybe it's his second. Anyways, who cares? I care just because he scored, and the Flames go ahead 2-1. Monahan scores on a snapshot at the 15:02 mark of the second. Flames lead 3-1. Then in the third period, Milan Lucic scores his first of the year on a great play set up by Dylan Dubé and Derek Ryan. What a play. Flames lead 4-1. Then things got a little bit interesting as Buffalo jumped right back into it as McCabe scores at the 17:16 mark 4-2. Flames fans were like, yeah, it's all right. I was okay. I was like, yeah, we're in control here. Things are fine. And then Jack Eichel gets the puck. And at the 19:12 mark on the power play, he scores his 18th of the year, and it's 4-3. Flames button down the hatchets, get the win in regulation. Flames controlled most of the game in my mind. The score showed a much closer game than what it really, really was. Shots were equal 29-29. I thought all in all, Calgary had a pretty darn good night. I usually do my guys who I think were great, and I have my guys that I think were junk, and I really don't have anybody in the junk category. I thought Dylan Dubé looked good. I thought Johnny Gaudreau had a nice jump in his step. And, of course, it's good to see big old Milan Lucic, who I'm not the hugest fan of, on ice, off the ice. I don't know. I think he's doing a great thing in the locker room. I really do. The guys obviously love him. And I think that's why I think it's pretty damn cool when he scores and when he looks like he's a very important part in the locker room. Flames win 4-3, two more points. That's points in five. And then we take it up to points in six on Saturday Night Hockey Night in Canada when the Kings come to Calgary. And the Flames have had their troubles with the Kings this year, losing two previous games to the Kings, and, you know, the Kings are not a good hockey team. And for Calgary to give up points to teams that aren't very good is not going to help them as they push for a playoff spot. A different story on Saturday night, though, but Kopitar scores first at the midpoint of the first period on the power play. Doughty backs it up with another power play goal just minutes later. It only took a few seconds on both those power plays, and Calgary is down 2-0, and that looks like shades of a month ago. Then Milan Lucic gets his second of the year at the 18:14 mark on the power play. It's 2-1 after one. All goals, both teams on the power play in the first period. In the second period, Zach Rinaldo scores a very nice goal, and it's his first of the year, and it is 2-2. And I'm sitting here thinking, Flames have come back from a two-goal deficit, and Rinaldo scored and Lucic scored. What? Is this real? No one would ever, ever in a million years have guessed that a couple weeks ago. Monahan gives the Flames a lead at the 11:46 mark, and there was clear, it was pretty much clear sailing from there. 3-2 after two. Dubé gets one in the third. 4-2 Calgary. Dubé belongs in the NHL. This guy's not going down. He was like my best player over the weekend. Like all in all. Just, he's starting to really, really, really impress me. He had a couple plays he didn't even score on, and they were just like, wow. He's just got an extra burst. That speed helps. It's fun to see him out there working hard. LA does draw close with a third period late goal and a slap shot from Roy. 4-3 is the final. Calgary wins it against the Kings. And like the Buffalo game, the score looked a whole lot closer than it actually was. Two big Pacific Division points for the Flames as they try to push their way up the log-jammed Pacific Division. In this loss for the LA Kings, they try tie a franchise record for the most consecutive road losses. That is a record you do not want. Wow. It's a lot. They're struggling this year. I believe it was 11. Reader. Rinaldo. Big hit in the third period, which lead, was it third or second? It was the second period. That led to a fight after the whistle with Kyle Clifford that really didn't turn out to be a fight. Sounds like no discipline will be coming for Ronaldo, even though it looked a little bit like he jumped up a little bit. I will argue that with any hockey fan out there, though, that if that wasn't Ronaldo, if that was Reeder, which I wrote in my notes, which I know is wrong, if that would have been Tobias Reeder that would have laid that hit down, would anybody have even talked about at all a suspension? No. That was targeted Ronaldo just because of Ronaldo. No call on the play, on the hit. There was a call on the play when him and Clifford dropped the gloves. They were both ejected for the game for fighting on a stoppage. That is something you don't see very often, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, they didn't even get very far into that fight before it was stopped.
Inside Edge Hockey News, bringing you inside the game.
We are a few games into the Jeff Ward coaching experiment as he's still an interim coach. And, you know, I had people already piping up saying, oh, he shouldn't be interim anymore. He's won all these games. He hasn't lost since he's taken over the bench. And pack the horses up, guys. We're still not in a playoff spot. I mean, come on. Berube was on an interim last year and he won the Stanley Cup. Let's just back the horses up. Let's let Mr. Ward do his thing. Things are going good now. Things are happier in Calgary land. And let's just let the year ride out and we'll worry about a head coach next year or on the off season. That, hell, that'll give us something to talk about on the show on the off season, right? We always need things in the off season to talk about. But Jeff Ward has been really wild and crazy about his line combinations. And last week, everybody was just freaking out in Flames fan land with the practice pairings and then what we saw Thursday night and what we kind of saw on Saturday night again. Will these line combinations settle? Lots of talk of, well, the players want it the other way. They want it the way it was. Well, maybe, but the players aren't coaching. And when we did have it the way it was, we weren't worth a crap. Will I think it'll go back to that eventually? Probably. I'm going to throw out a couple line suggestions here later on in the show. Or heck, later on in this segment. Let's run down what the line combos were last night. For most of the game, it was Tkachuk, Lindholm, Mascheripane, Backlund, Monahan, Dubé, Lucic, Ryan, Gaudreau, Ronaldo, Reeder, Frolik, Gio and Anderson, Hanifin, Hamonic, Brody, and Stone. You know what we saw, though, this week on Thursday and Saturday? We saw results from players we haven't seen any results from this year at all. Gaudreau starts scoring. Monahan pops in a couple timely goals. Hell, Milan Lucic gets two. Depth scoring from Reeder, Ronaldo. We get a shorty. Giordano's better. All these things are common that we never had all year. Talbot's playing well enough to pick up backup goalie points, which are critical. Dylan Dubé looks like a NHL player. Tried and true NHL player. It looks like he's going to be key to the success of the Flames down the stretch this year. Where do we go with these lines? Do we keep them where they're at? Do we shuffle things around? I think we're going to see some shuffling. What are the lines going to look like in a couple weeks when we see Zarnik and Bennett back in the lineup? I'm going to throw off a crazy line. We all love this. Fans love talking about what would we do? What lines would we have? I like to do it too. Here's what I would do. Here's my forward lines when Bennett and Zarnik are back. I'd have Monahan centering Gaudreau and Bennett. On the first line, yeah, Sam Bennett, you heard it. The first and second line, to me, would when I read this one off, it's Tkachuk, Lindholm, Mascheripane we watched all weekend. I think those two lines are interchangeable as your first line, right? Do you need to have a first line, or can you just say, well, hell, tonight it's Tkachuk, Lindholm, Mascheripane, and then our second line's Bennett, Monahan, Gaudreau. Those are two strong lines which give you depth. And listen to this third line. I kind of like Backlund with Dubé and Frolik. I think that would be a great third line. And a fourth line of Ryan, Zarnik, and Lucic. Ryan and Lucic are are working great together. You add the speed of Zarnik in on that. I like it. I like it a lot. I love those pairings. On the D side of things, they're a little clearer. Interested to see what happens with Valimaki when he comes back into the mix. Do we see him this year? Do we send him down to the AHL like last year? Make sure he's healthy? Or is it fair to take a young guy coming off a long injury like that and throw him right up to the National Hockey League? I don't know. I guess time is going to tell on that one. As of now, we'll consider him out. I still like Brody Giordano. I do. I think Brody's at his best when he's with Giordano. I believe that. And now I feel like we have Giordano back. I feel like this whole controversy and all the goofiness brought our captain back. I like Hanifin Hamonic. And I like Anderson Stone with Shillington mixed in, depending on who you're playing. That's a pretty good defensive pairing. Bring Bennett and Zarnik back into the mix, and boy, do I like her up front too. I've always been a proponent, I've talked about it numerous times in the show, that I hate this line change shuffle. I hate it. Although this week I liked it. I think when you get a new coach in, whether it's under the terms that I agree with or terms that I don't agree with, I think Jeff Ward has done pretty good. I think he's handled a pretty hectic week pretty good. The standings show it as the Flames continue to rise and rack up points in six straight. It's been pretty good. And if you're ever going to mess with the lines and have me agree with it and have a lot of fans agree with it, right now is the time. He comes in as a new coach. They get some days practicing. I'm okay with it. But eventually I do also say that we're going to need to cool the jets and make sure that we got these lines the way we want them to be. Because as we get close to the playoffs, we're definitely going to need our lines to be strong and ready to roll.
NHL news, opinions, and controversy.
New arena deal. You know, while we were going through all the garbage of the Peters thing and the crap you play on the ice, we had to worry about talk in city council about reconsideration of the funding towards the new arena. When I read that, I'm like, okay, here's the final kick in the crotch. I did. I was like, oh my gosh. They had the vote, though. And the reconsideration vote failed 11-4. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This looks like it's going to be a $600 million project. Looks like the city share of the project will be $290.4 million, which also includes the cost to demolish the Saddle Dome. Calgary Sports Entertainment Group will contribute $275 million to the new building. I know that doesn't equal $600, so I don't know who the hell's paying for the other part. But I'm guessing it'll be the Calgary Entertainment Group. I read those numbers in all the reports. I'm like, those don't add up. That doesn't make sense. They're short $35 million. Who the hell's paying for that? I don't know. We got time to work it out, though, because it looks like construction is scheduled to begin in late 2021 with a completion date of 2024. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? And here's another thing that I got questioned. 2024. That's like 4 years away. The costs are going to go up even along the way, aren't they? Maybe not. I think we're going to see some plans here. More renderings look like they'll be available in January, February of 2020. That's right around the corner. That's next month. Groundbreaking scheduled for March or April 2021. And we'll be in this building September 2024. And that seems like a long, long time, doesn't it, hockey fans? But you know what? I probably shouldn't bitch about it. Be damn happy we got a new arena coming, huh? Nothing better than going out and watching hockey at the Saddle Dome, but boy, it's going to be much, much better in a new arena. It is. This team deserves it. This community deserves it. It's going to help the community in a lot of different economic development ways. I know it's an expense to the taxpayers, but think about the devastation that would be in this community if they lost the Calgary Flames. Be devastating. It would be devastating. Let's roll up a little Flames news here, and then we'll roll into some of the features and preview the games coming ahead this week. Flames news, Ray Edwards promoted from Director of Player Development to Assistant Coach. Prospect Jacob Pelletier invited to the Canadian World Junior tryouts, and then later announced that he would not be going because of an injury. So that's not good. I always like to see the Flames prospects get that opportunity to go play in a World Juniors, because that's an invaluable experience, learning how to win, playing through the stress and that Canada has on that enormously huge tournament. So that's too bad that he won't be part of that. Jankowski missed Saturday night's game with an illness. Undetermined where he stands, as there was no practice today, and we will find out more probably tomorrow morning as the Flames are in Colorado right now. Sam Bennett getting very close to return. He has been skating. He skated with the goaltenders after practice. I believe it was on Saturday morning. Austin Zarnik progressing. He should be back soon too. Valimaki, he is still out for a while. As of it stands right now, Calgary sits 15-12-4, sits in fifth place in that Pacific Division, which is a logjam. Edmonton, who lost tonight, sits at 39 points in the lead. Arizona, one back at 38. Vegas, who lost tonight, at 35. Vancouver, 34. Calgary, 34. San Jose, just two back at 32. Anaheim sits in that seventh spot at 28 points. And the Kings, who were the Flames defeated last night, sit in the bottom of the cellar at 24 points. Team leaders for the Calgary Flames, Elias Lindholm has 14 goals. Johnny Gaudreau has 17 assists. Lindholm, 5 power play goals. Derek Ryan leads the team with a plus 8. Riddick has 13 of the 15 Calgary Flames wins this year and sits with a 2.70 goals against average, goals per game. The Flames still struggling drastically in that. That number is rising, though, as of late. They stand 27th in the league at 2.52. On the goals against average, they sit at 2.97, which is 15th in the league. Power play clicking along at 17.5, which is 21st in the National Hockey League. And the penalty kill sits 9th in the National Hockey League at 84.1. So, let's see what happens this week. Hopefully not a lot of off-ice news. Come on. We got our coaches in place now. We want to just talk hockey, because this weekend was so nice on Thursday and Saturday to just watch and see the Flames win and not have to worry about off-ice stuff.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
Hey, the Hockey Podcast Network and Flames Unfiltered is very excited to announce a partnership with Gong Show Hockey Apparel. Check out the Hockey Podcast Network Twitter at HockeyPodNet and check out the contest. They have weekly contests. Get yourself entered in on those and win some nice stuff from Gong Show Hockey Apparel. It's time for Harvey's Doghouse. We do this every Sunday night. Talk about the Flames player that's kind of got us a little bit on edge and a little bit frustrated. And you know what? Never done this since I started the show. We're 20 episodes in. I'll probably do it quite a few more times. I've got nothing this week. I'm serious. I'm not joking. We got points in 6 straight. Hell, we'd have given our right arm for points in 6 straight 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, wouldn't we have? I'm not ripping on anybody now. I don't have anybody to be unhappy with right now. We got some guys rolling. Some guys are starting to click. I'm not going to throw anybody to the dogs tonight. Skip the session. Let's move on to fan question. And this is an interesting one and kind of a knee-jerk question. I got it on Facebook. I laughed when I got this question. I'm like, put this on the show. It's kind of funny. Not a bad question. I don't mean it funny in that way. I appreciate any question I get. Actually, I want fan interaction. Tweet me, Facebook me, email me, call me. I don't care. I love talking hockey. So why have we seen a sudden increase in goals from Milan Lucic? Lucic gets his first on Thursday, his second on Saturday. My answer to this is, whoa, cool the Jets here. It's two goals. Now, I think Lucic is playing the best hockey he's played this year. You're not getting any arguments from me on that one. But, like, I wouldn't get jumping too wild and crazy here. It's two goals. Quite honestly, he's putting himself in the right place to score right now. And he has been playing with a little bit more talented offensive players. He's got Gaudreau on his line. And this guy's fully capable of scoring in deep. Can't argue that. But we also, as fans, can expect him to score on rushes and skating plays. The guy's not a very good skater. He's a north-south skater. If you got any side movement, we're screwed. I've liked his game lately. I have. This year, right now, he sits at 29 points, 2 goals, 5 assists, 7 points. He's minus 6. He's getting 12.46 for time on ice. I don't know. He's got 42 shots, 29 games. That's not horrible for he's been fine. I don't think he's a guy we need. He's a fourth line guy, and we stick him with Derek Ryan, and there's some gel in there. I don't mind it. I don't mind this, the way he's played lately. But, you know, hold your horses, hockey fans. If you think this guy's going to keep at this pace and score, you know, 15, 20 goals this year, you're crazy. I think we'll shoot for 10 or 12 and we'll be thumbs up, happy, and just be strong physically out there. Be that force. Be that guy we need. Happy with the weekend from Mr. Big Milan Lucic. You know what I think the best part of having Milan Lucic on the Flames is? And I'm not joking when I say this. I look at the player reactions when this guy scores. Rasmus Anderson and Dylan Dubé. And other players, like, they freaked out. They freaking went crazy when he scored. They loved it. You know what that means? This guy's a big part of the room. He's a big part of the locker room. And those guys are worth a million. They're worth a million. Heck, in Lucic's case, he's worth $4 million. But it's important. And it's going to help this team. All right, let's preview some hockey games. We're going to preview the road trip that is ahead of this team. It starts tonight, which actually this podcast drops Monday, recorded Sunday. It starts Monday night in Colorado as the 19-8-2 Colorado Avalanche take on the Calgary Flames. Colorado sits at 40 points, second in the Central. And Saturday they beat the ridiculously good Boston Bruins 4-1. Catching Colorado at a tough, tough time. They're winners of 6. They're 8-2-0 in their last 10. This team is a rocket ship, red hot, players back from injuries, and things are rolling. There is some good news, though, Flames fans. Not good news if you're Colorado, and I don't wish injuries upon anybody. But Makar did go down in this game, and Grubauer went down in this game. Nothing getting released. They had the day off today. We will get word early tomorrow morning, Monday morning, on where those players stand and if we'll be seeing them Monday night in the lineup versus Calgary. Calgary sets 15-12-4, 34 points in the Western Conference, fifth in the Pacific Division, tied with those nasty, nasty Canucks. They have points in the last 6, though. Saturday night, they beat the Kings 4-3. These two teams have played twice this year. Both games going to Colorado, as Colorado won in October 5-3, and that was in Colorado to start the season off this year. And the second game was in November in Calgary, and Colorado wins that one 3-2 in a much, much better game. We back this one up with a back-to-back. I think we'll see Riddick against Colorado on Monday night, and I got a feeling we'll see Cam Ward right away again on Tuesday night as the Flames go into Arizona, a second-place Arizona team. I didn't think we'd be saying that. They currently right now sit second in the Pacific, 18-10-4, 40 points, 6 points up on the Calgary Flames. No one saw that coming. Flames have played Arizona once this year in November in Arizona, and Arizona won that game 3-1. They are led in goals by Connor Garland with 11, but their stat that stands out bigger than anything else is Darcy Kuemper in net with a 1.92 goals against average. Calgary in Colorado Monday, in Arizona Tuesday. Two big points. Or excuse me, four big points. Heck, you know what, guys? If we get 2 points out of this little mini road, John, I'll be happy. Get two out of this. Head back home as the Flames have 4 at home after that. Oh, man, is it good to see some winning. Makes everybody so much happier. I am so much happier. I'm also a hell of a lot more relaxed watching games. Just seeing Gaudreau have his mojo back and flying through center. Oh, made things a lot better, didn't it, Flames fans? Catch you next Wednesday night with another episode of Flames Unfiltered. Check us out on the Hockey Podcast Network and flamesunfiltered.com. Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.